Hey, y'all. It is time for Geek Speak. And support for KD&K comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Secure, informed, and connected, Louie will pick up and deliver your hardware. More information at 970-948-7992. And we'll pass the mic to the man himself, Louie.
Welcome, everybody. This is a momentous day where three generations of Gerardos are taking over the airwaves on KD&K Geek Speak today. And so my son, Brendan, the director of ASYEP, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, is running the board for us today. Matt is out on vacation. Hope you're having a good time, Matt.
Hey.
And then in the studio, I have with me Kennedy Grace Whitson. Want to say hi?
Hi.
And Grayson Whitson.
Howdy.
Say it again.
Howdy.
There we go. We got you. We got signal on you now. So I had the idea. Kennedy and Grayson are spending the week with Grandma and Grandpa, Grandpa being me. And I just had the idea that because they are avid consumers of technology. Let's see. Kennedy, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Grayson?
I am 10.
10. And you're going to be turning 11 in August, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And so, you know, I think that one of the things that gets passed over is, you know, kids use technology too. And I'm very interested in knowing how you guys use technology. Interested in knowing what parts of technology you guys use and are allowed to use, and what parts of technology you're not allowed to use, I guess. Why don't we start out by, let's see, Grayson, why don't you tell us what you use as far as your equipment. What kind of technology do you have, Grayson?
I have, like, what I have, or?
Yeah, like, you know, what are your devices? You know, I have an iPhone, I have a MacBook Pro, I have an iMac, I have...
Right, yeah, now, so, yeah. I have a Chromebook.
Okay.
So, I usually like to do reading on there. I use... And then also listen to audiobooks.
Oh, great. Okay. And does your school use Chromebooks? Is that a standard thing in your school? Do all the students have Chromebooks?
Yes.
Do they? Okay. Got it. And how does your teacher use the Chromebook in your does your teacher use the Chromebook in the school situation?
Yes.
Okay. And how exactly does that look? Do you guys use Google Docs do you write papers in Google Docs and submit papers that way? Or, I mean,
yeah.
That's okay. Got it. And what other things would you tell us about your Chromebook and how you use it in school?
Usually when we're using our Chromebook, sometimes we are doing an educational program called iReady, and you have to do reading and math lessons on there, and then you have 3 diagnostics per year that I maybe 50 questions each, and that is mainly what we use, at least in my school.
Okay.
So,
was your Chromebook provided by your school, Grayson?
Yes. All of our Chromebooks in the school are school provided.
Nice.
Okay. And I understand that you were singled out as being a technology strong in technology student at your school. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we did classroom, like, I guess, electives, mm-hmm. and we all elected someone, a student for a certain category, and okay. I got nominated for TechWiz.
Oh.
I think I got that because I helped the teachers and students a lot with their Chromebooks.
That's so awesome.
I'm so proud of you guys.
That. Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. So what kind of problems does your teacher get into with their Chromebook, without naming any names?
So sometimes students, they mess around with the accessibility settings, and they don't know how to turn those off.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's been some problems that I couldn't troubleshoot. That's mainly the issue that we have, is people get bored, adjust the accessibility settings.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because there's not a whole lot you can mess up on a Chromebook, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they're trying pretty hard to keep you busy.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean.
Got it. So do you have any other devices? Do you have like a tablet or a mobile device or anything that you use as well?
No.
No? Okay. So it's just pretty much Chromebook, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What about gaming consoles, Grayson? What do you play on these days?
Right now, I have an Xbox.
Nice.
Series X. That one, it's pretty good for gaming. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Do you do gaming where there are other players online that you're competing against? Is that something that you do, or do you prefer just single-person shooters or first-person shooters or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, I really like a mix of both.
Okay.
So.
All right. Great. And do you have, like, a little community of friends that you've developed, from – are there people that you regularly game with on there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's a social element to
it. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And have you had any interactions outside of the gaming environment with any of these people? Have you exchanged contact info and communicated otherwise, or is it just pretty much in that gaming realm?
Really just in the gaming realm.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Very cool.
Anything else you want to tell us about your computer use? Any insights that you have, or anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to Kennedy. So, Kennedy, what kind of devices are you rocking these days?
I use a Lenovo Idea tablet.
Okay. All right. That's a good piece of gear. And what all do you do on your tablet?
I do art. I read. I listen to music and audiobooks. I watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I play games.
Okay. And what's one of your favorite gaming environments? What do you prefer there?
I usually like, there's like this art game, and so you race other people, and then whoever has the fastest speed and the best art wins and gets stars.
Got it. And how can you see, do you see that game or, that app as being, have you seen an improvement in your own artistic skills or your own, dexterity or whatever? I mean, how can you see, has it helped you?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So you feel like you're a stronger artist?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about the art that, what kind of art are you guys doing? Is it, does the program suggest artistic, what you should be creating? Or is it pretty much you just decide, I'm going to draw a flower today?
So there's two different game modes. One is, you can either do a custom theme or there's, where the game decides a theme, or you can pick, there's three different themes and you can pick one.
Cool. Okay. Got it. And is there a social element to the gaming, this app that you, I mean, are there other people, are you interacting with other people in real time?
No.
Okay. All right. So there's not a social element to that. So, Okay. Got it. Brennan, Kevin, you want to put these guys through the mill here?
Yeah. I'm curious. You know, Kennedy and Grayson are joining us in doing a couple days of an ASIEP summer camp experience. And I'm curious what your thoughts are. Today we went through the physical library here at KD&K, right? And we were learning about CDs and records and all of these older formats for music. And I'm curious just what you think of all of that. Do you see the value in playing a CD or a record versus playing something off of Spotify? Does it make sense to you? Do you find it exciting? Let me know what you think. Was that fun? Did you have a good time?
I really did.
Yeah. I do prefer streaming, but I do see why people could use vinyl or CD.
Speak a little bit more about that, Grayson. What do you think the value of playing a record or a CD would be over streaming?
It just feels more... It costs less, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it just feels more comfy, kind of, in a way.
I love that. That's really, really well said. And why would you say you prefer streaming? Is it about the accessibility of all of the music that you can have at any moment?
Yeah, I'd say it is the accessibility that I have to this big catalog of music.
Yeah, very cool. Kennedy, what were your thoughts? Like, did you find it fun? You mentioned that the whole thing was fun, but did you like the idea of, like, playing a CD and being able to look at the booklet? Did it feel different to you than... Because I know you guys still have an Alexa at home, is that right?
Yes.
Did it feel different to you than playing a song from Alexa?
Yeah.
Nice. How so? I'm hitting you with the tough questions.
Yeah. He's hitting you with what's called open-ended questions that make you think.
That's okay. You can keep thinking.
There may
about
be
it.
A little more thought that goes into, like, if you're going to play a CD or, you know, I mean, you could just blurt out and go, Alexa, play, you know.
Yeah. And then know. With, like, yeah. a CD, you would have to find the CD.
You get to kind of shop for it, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to look at the. And, you know, you get put in that position of, like, having to, like, you know, have you heard that saying, don't judge a book by its cover?
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're like shopping for a CD on the shelf, you don't really have any choice, you know, right? I mean, if it's an ugly cover, you're probably going to go, okay, I got one with a pretty cover and I got one with an ugly cover. Which one am I going to listen to, right? You know, so.
So, Kennedy, can you describe kind of how we picked music today? When you were picking CDs, what did you go by? What drew you towards the CDs that you selected?
I like if there was darker colors, then I don't think I would be into it. But then I was going by like colors.
Yeah. Colors and vibe and kind of the style of them, right?
Yeah.
And how did we do with that process? Like, do you feel like that led you towards some music that you liked?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I was really impressed. I think we listened to 5 or 6 CDs this morning, and all of them, you each found a song, or, you know, if it was your pick, you found a song on that CD, if not two, that you wanted to play on your radio show on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And just a quick plug, Kennedy and Grayson will be hosting ASIEP Radio this Wednesday, so make sure and tune in to that as well at 2 o'clock. Let's see. What other questions did I have? Grayson, I know we didn't get into playing vinyl, but would you like to own a record player and, like, build a record collection? Is that something that's appealing to you?
Yeah, I would enjoy that quite a lot because, as I said earlier, it really feels more comfy to play physical media.
Awesome.
You know that the physical media, especially albums, are prone to snap, crackling, and popping. You have to keep them clean. Actually, you have to keep CDs clean too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a lot more work. Just gonna say, you know, you gotta be. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for guys your age, you know, learning to take care of something. And so, yeah, I think your uncle may be scouting you out for a Christmas gift or something here, you know. So,
I love it. It makes me really happy to hear because a little bit of backstory. My record collection is built off of my father's record collection, Pop Pops.
Which was built off of my father's record collection.
Yep. And I also have records from Uncle Mikey and a lot of family members. So it is really cool to kind of carry some tradition and some lineage that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's see. I was going to ask you guys. What was I going to ask you guys? Let's see. Where are we going with this here? I had meant to say something at the very beginning of the show that this is kind of like a, oh, looks like we got a phone call. But this is kind of like an half-ASYEP takeover of Geek Speak today, and which I think is fantastic. And it looks like we've got a caller. So let's get him on the air here.
All right. So, just one second here.
All right. You bet. Yeah. We're getting the technology in the house here. So. Okay. Yeah, I think you can just bring them up. You're on Geek Speak.
Hold on one sec.
You're on Geek Speak.
Now I am.
Yeah, you are.
First of all, Louis, I have to say, I am, having known you 40 years, I am not surprised by the your 10 and 8 year old grandchildren's grasp of the human language, the English language. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you.
I was waiting to call you, but not to take away from this because it's been very enjoyable, but I had just two quick questions.
All right.
One is, there was a great show today that Annie had, and I wanted to know, how can I record to send out some of the music shows that are on KD&K? Is it possible?
Let's see.
She said her stuff is on Spotify, but I'm not on Spotify. Is there a way to replay, because you get 2 weeks to listen, where I could record it and then send it out to people?
You know, I think you're basically down to having some sort of a, you know, I mean, you can pick up like a little Zoom hard disk recorder type of thing, or you know, that's probably your best bet. And it has an 1/8-inch headphone jack on it, and you can just basically jack it out to your computer, jack out the input to your computer's output, and record it that way. So,
okay,
yeah.
And then the second thing is, what do you know about NVIDIA Shield?
Oh, so much going on with NVIDIA. Let me get caught up.
The reason I'm asking is Fox is buying Roku.
Oh, wow. Darn.
I didn't know
and
that.
And all these people are writing about their dumping Roku, but a lot of people said NVIDIA Shield was a great alternative, even though it's more expensive, but they've got lots of things you can watch, and it has better clarity and stuff. So.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, I'm sorry that I'm unprepared for your question, but I mean, I'm going to like just say here, knee-jerk reaction, that I'm in for the NVIDIA Shield myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's really a matter of, I mean, it all comes down to the streaming apps, you know. And when a company builds a streaming app, they have to build, you know, they start out by saying, okay, what platform are we developing for? And so every app, you know, when Netflix was developed, it had to be developed, or what we call ported in the business. It had to be developed for starters, probably the Apple TV, and then the Roku, and then the Fire Stick,
And then what's there's one other there's an Amazon is it, wait Amazon
Fire. I think Amazon's the Fire Stick. I'm not sure.
There's one other stick device that you can get, and it's just a matter of how many apps have been developed for the NVIDIA Shield platform. And I my best advice would be, like, before I get one, I'm going to get on there and make sure that it has the correct apps the apps for those different platforms that I watch, you know. So that's really going to be the key. And we run a Roku house at our house. That's going to be a big change.
I did too, but this was news that broke today. So
Got it. Yeah, and you know, I kind of struggle to understand just exactly what the compartmentalization between Fox and Fox News is, you know, because I guess I should do some research on that, because, you know, I've had people argue with me that Fox News is, although in name the same as Fox, the Fox Network, or, 20th Century Fox, that they're separate but equal or whatever, you know. I don't know. So anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the call there, Craig.
Oh, and Patty said to say hi to you and Tammy.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You both should be very proud of your grandchildren. I was very impressed listening to them.
Thanks, Craig.
I mean, seriously, very impressed.
Oh, thank you. They did what they came here to do. Impressive.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
No problem.
All right.
Good deal.
All right, thanks, guys.
Well, thanks a lot, Craig. Take care.
Yeah. See you. Bye.
All right. That was Craig and Rifle. Craig and Rifle and I, we have known each other for probably 30 years.
You
never know it by listening to this talk.
Oh,
right?
That's so cool.
Craig was a bartender at the Hotel Denver when I was the chef there.
Okay, nice.
And, not to, you know, I don't want to tarnish his reputation or anything, but we all did some crazy stuff back when we were kids, you know. And is there anything that you guys, Kennedy and Grayson, want to ask Brendan and I, or anything you want to talk about or tell us about your technology, or just your experience being on GeekSpeak, or anything you want to run the show for a minute?
Yeah. How do you think youth being on social media is impacting the current generation?
Oh, wow, Grayson.
Nice uptake.
Good job, man. That is a heavy-hitting question.
It is. We're going to have you guys back for another episode very soon. So we were talking in the ante room about neuroplasticity. And I don't know if you're familiar with this or not.
Oh, yeah.
This research, Brendan. Mm-hmm. But we talked about how, first of all, I explained to Kennedy and Grayson what neuroplasticity is. And I used the analogy of like a piece of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You know, right now their brains are like fresh Play-Doh.
Out
of the can. It's moldable. It can stretch. It can do this. It can do that.
Yeah.
And whereas my brain is like a piece of Play-Doh that's been sitting out on the counter for a couple nights. And, so
it's a little bit harder, a little bit more rigid.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. This, it's not changing.
Mine too,
it's
though.
Not changing easily, you know, that's for sure. But basically what we got into was, we talked about, some studies that have basically shown that exposure to social media, the plasticity period pretty much lasts up until about age 16.
Yep.
And that exposure to social media and a lot of the approaches that are used and the algorithms that are used on social media can be very damaging when the consumer of the social media are still in a state of neuroplasticity.
Right. And, you're very impressionable. You're taking in so much at once. And social media and the way it's presented can kind of flood your system and flood flood your brain and really in my opinion, it can be kind of dangerous because there is so much available. And in addition to that, both of you are, you know, young and impressionable, and taking in all of that and the comparisons that it might bring up as far as comparing yourself to celebrities, comparing yourself to other people in the world, that can be a little bit harmful too, because, you know, everyone is on their own different, unique and individual path. And, you know, what someone else's success might look like on Instagram may not look like your success, and they may not be telling the whole story of what's actually going on in the background. Mm-hmm. And if you're comparing yourself against what someone is presenting to social media, then that can be really damaging and kind of harmful to your mental state and to your confidence and all of these things. And that is what research is showing as well. So I think that's a fantastic question, Grayson. And if you can, I would say do your best to, you know, avoid social media and kind of stay off of it as much as you can, and find other ways to connect with your friends and peers in person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you guys know what that music means. It means you've wasted another perfectly good 25 minutes of your life listening to Geek Speak. But not in this case, because Kennedy and Grayson were here. So,
you guys want to sign off?
No. How do we do that?
So you can just go ahead and say, bye, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Geek Speak.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep. We'll have these guys call in soon. And in the meantime, don't touch your knob.